ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text Number 41. Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Ato yatavanna vitarka gocharang. Cheto mana karma vachobir anjasa. Yadashrayam yena yata pratiyate. Sudur vibhavyam pranatasmi tatpadam. Ato, therefore she decided to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Yatavat, as perfectly as one can perceive. Na, not. Vitarka gocharam, beyond all arguments, reason and sense perception. Cheta, by consciousness. Mana, by mind. Karma, by activities. Vachobi, or by words. Anjasa, taking all of them together. We cannot understand them. Yat ashrayam, under whose control? Yena, by whom? Yata, from whom? Pratiyate, can be conceived. Only that from him everything emanates. Sudurvid bhavyam, beyond our sense perception or consciousness. Pranatasmi, let me surrender. Tatpadam, at his lotus feet. So this is a prayer by Mother Yashoda. In the previous verse, she was arguing with herself, trying to figure out whether it's a dream or illusion created by material energy, or, you know, how's this mystic power and what's happening here? Am I losing it, or is everything okay? Then she came to the conclusion that this is the Supreme Lord showing his powers, exhibiting everything before me. So her prayer is quite deep. So let us hear it. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Therefore, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer my obeisances unto Him, who is beyond the conception of human speculation, the mind, activities, words, and arguments, who is the original cause of this cosmic manifestation, by whom the entire cosmos is maintained, and by whom we can conceive of its existence. Let me simply offer my obeisances, for he is beyond my contemplation, speculation, and meditation. He is beyond all of my material activities. Please repeat. Therefore, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer my obeisances unto him who is beyond the conception of human speculation, the mind, activities, words, and arguments. Who is the original cause of this cosmic manifestation, by whom the entire cosmos is maintained, and by whom we can conceive of its existence. Let me simply offer my obeisances, for he is beyond my contemplation, speculation, and meditation. He is beyond all of my material activities. You see the beautiful prayer of Mother Yashoda. For a moment they're thinking of her son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that'll end soon. Yogamaya will do her work and allow her to be again in her relationship with the Supreme Lord. But just see the prayer and the realization of this most fortunate living entity, Nitya Siddha, Mother Yashoda. Srila Prabhupada's purport: one simply has to realize the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not try to understand him by any material means, subtle or gross. Mother Yashoda, being a simple woman, could not find out the real cause of the vision. Therefore, out of material affection, she simply offered obeisances unto the Supreme Lord to protect her child. She could do nothing but offer obeisances to the Lord. It is said, Achintya kalau ya bhava na tangs tarkena yojayet, Mahabharata Bhishma Parva 5:22. One should not try to understand the supreme cause by argument or reasoning. When we are beset by some problem for which we can find no reason, there is no alternative than to surrender to the Supreme Lord and offer him our respectful obeisances. Then our position will be secure. This was the means adopted in this instance also by Mother Yashoda. Whatever happens, the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Karna Karanam. When the immediate cause cannot be ascertained, let us simply offer our obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Mother Yashoda concluded that the wonderful things she saw within the mouth of her child were due to him, although she could not clearly ascertain the cause. Therefore, when a devotee cannot ascertain the cause of suffering, he concludes, Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritang vipakam ridvagvapurbir vaditang namaste jivetayo muktipade sadayabak. The devotee accepts that it is due to his own past misdeeds that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has caused him some small amount of suffering. Thus he offers obeisances to the Lord again and again. Such a devotee is called Muktipade Sadayabak. That is, he is guaranteed his liberation from this material world As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:14, Matras Parshas Tukauntea Shitoshna Sukadukada Agama Payano Nityas Tangsitiksha Bharata. We should know that material suffering due to the material body will come and go. Therefore, we must tolerate the suffering and proceed with discharging our duty as ordained by our spiritual master. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the Guru Parampara, we can try to understand a little bit of the intimacy of Krishna and his devotees. Because if it wasn't for the great acharyas and Srila Prabhupada and our good fortune that we're sitting in Vrindavan or any Krishna temple anywhere in the world, the Prabhupada took the essence from everywhere. Because people, I remember when I first came to live in Vrindavan in 93, next across from Lalita Ashram, there's one nice temple there, Shiva temple. And one person was on 1 foot for years and years and years performing that yajna, 1 foot yogi, you know, the other foot was up in a sling. So people are performing all types of austerities, following of scripture according to their understanding or their teacher's understandings. But to have the absolute truth so clearly and simply explained that you can just take the book and simply by hearing, it's described that by hearing the pious activity, the super transcendental activities of Krishna and his appearance, it washes away the contamination of this material existence. See, material world is a place where all the prisoners go. Just like in the common social system, every government has their police force, their laws, their rules and regulations. Not that they want to have a prison house, but there are those who intentionally and sometimes maliciously disobey the law and cause suffering to other living entities. So it's the responsibility of the government, the lawmakers, the police force, to put these people behind bars, and they have to undergo a certain amount of atonement before they can be let out in civilized life again. So somehow or other, due to our minute independence, we've misused this, and this enjoying spirit became somewhat prominent. And Krishna, being very kind, very merciful, as Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he expanded all the universes. Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he enters into each universe. Kshirodakshai Vishnu, he enters into the heart of every living being and into every atom. So Krishna is everything. Mother Yashoda is appreciating, you know, you're the supreme controller, the original person, you know, beyond human speculation by arguments and by philosophical discussions. So Krishna, he has his pastimes, and the reason he appears in this world is out of love and compassion for all those who have misused their independence. Sometimes the governor goes to the prison house to check on things, see how things are going with all the inmates. They're being taken care of and properly, and those who are totally obnoxious are in solitary confinement. So there are many, many types of living entities in this world, this universe. We don't know about other universes so much except in the pages of Scripture. There are many administrators, just like in an ordinary government. There's somebody in charge of the treasury and in charge of the armed forces, you know, public relations and this, that, and everything else. So the Supreme Lord has all his demigods. These are all living beings, but they're more pious than the ordinary. They're more empowered. Their natural tendency is to worship God, the Supreme Lord, to abide by his orders and carry out his instructions of universal management. Let the wind blow. You see, the wind is blowing nicely. See, materialists, atheists think all this is by chance. It just so happened. There's a big explosion. All the planets are not colliding. They're rotating so smoothly and nicely. The sun is providing heat and energy to maintain the whole universe, and the seasonal changes, the varieties of fruits and flowers, the varieties of human and animal life, beast life and aquatics, so much detail, so much intricacy and variety that only an insane person can think that, oh, it just happened by chance. When in the laboratory, when there's a little explosion and anything positive come out, usually there's disaster, fire, and destruction. Materialists, the scientists, all the biggest thinkers in the world during the World War II in particular, they were experimenting how to utilize this atomic energy to, you know, kill wholesale. Some people were against it, but this Manhattan Project was a very top secret project, taking the Lord's material energy in the form of this atom and figuring out how to release the dynamic energy of a tiny little atom. You can't even see with your eyes the combination of a few atoms. So modern science, with all their biggest thinkers, all they could come up with is how to split and explode the atom so they can kill 100,000 people in one shot, or 500,000 people, a million people in one shot. This is their advancement. But they cannot figure out how, when a person leaves the body, okay, what do you need? What ingredients do you need? We'll provide those ingredients. You bring them back to life. That we cannot do. Prabhupada often tells a story about that Nobel Prize winner in California, when Bhaktiswarup Damodar was attending a lecture by some Nobel Prize winner for atomic energy, saying that they can produce life from matter. Combination of material elements will produce life. So Bhaktiswarup Damodar said, if I provide these material ingredients for you, can you produce life? He said, that I cannot say. So material science, you know, based on people's speculation, logic, reason, the mind. I mean, where does the mind come from? Where does the intelligence, the ability to recognize right from wrong? This distinguishes human life from animal life. Because animal life, or below human life, everyone is forced to act according to the modes of material nature, passion, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And due to the karma, we all have certain karma. And there's two types of perfected beings, the sadhana siddhi and the nitya siddhi. Nitya siddha devotees are like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva Devaki. When the Lord appears in this material world, first he sends his devotees to make things available, ready. But Yashoda and Nanda appeared with the mindset that the Lord will appear to give knowledge and guidance for all the suffering living entities. This is a symptom of a sadhu, titikshava karunika suhrida sarvadehinam, ajata shatrava santa sadhava sadhubhushana. He's very tolerant, very merciful. Like we have our kirtan party, Harinam Sankirtan party, goes out daily in chanting the holy name of the Lord so that others can hear Krishna's name. Others can also be cleansed in the heart by this process. It's not that we're creating our own style of self-realization. It's not that we become very proficient in our Muni attempts of creating something new, some new idea. Even Kapiladeva appeared during Svayambhuva Manu's time many millions and millions of years ago. He told Devahuti, his mother, I will relate to you the old Sankhya yoga system, the knowledge of how to awaken your love for God, how to stop the repetition of birth and death. What is the problem of life? Death. Everyone has to die. And everyone is fearful. They may admit it or not. The fear factor is underlying every living being in this world because they're forced into the womb. We didn't have a choice. I'll take this body or that body. You know, like sometimes the vending machine, you have a choice. You can pick whatever you want and you can get that item. It's not that, Mother Nature, can you please give me a beautiful body in a very rich family with a good, you know, it's not like that. Not that you can hope. But of course, if we perform pious activities, because Shukadeva Goswami was amazed, what kind of pious activities that Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj perform, that the Supreme Lord is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. It said Mother Yashoda was even more fortunate because she was always with Krishna, either on her, he was taking her breast milk on her lap, or she was always in anxiety, how to protect Krishna, how to love Krishna. We see that also any mother would have natural love and affection and have the protective sense and that love. But when Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves, and Krishna reproduced all the calves, cows, and cowherd boys, it's said that all the gopas and gopis had even more love for their children because the Supreme Lord was personally there. So although we're all nitya, eternal living beings, Krishna's eternal, in one sense we are part of Krishna, so there's no, what is the difference? The difference is that Krishna is the original, the cause of all causes, where we're just a tiny little sparks, like the sunlight, has immense sunlight, and the rays are going throughout the universe. And you can't say that one atomic sun ray of the sun is equal to the potency of the and power of the sun. So this philosophy of impersonalism, or that somehow we are God and we're temporarily covered over by Maya, and once we've achieved self-realization or God consciousness, we realize that we are God, and again we merge into that supreme Brahman, which is the source of everything. But in Vaishnava philosophy and the acharyas and scriptures describe that beyond the Brahman effulgence, beyond that supreme energy of the Lord, is the Lord Himself in person, supreme person. So this process of bhakti yoga that's been given to us by Srila Prabhupada, again, the clarity is there. And by repetition, by repeatedly doing something, one learns. Just like generally, if you want to learn a musical instrument, you have to practice and do it over and over again, unless you're born into it, like some of these boys in the 24-hour kirtan. They're so young and they can do anything and everything, whereas somebody else would normally have to follow, study, you know, practice. Practice makes perfect. You want to become an artist. If you want to dance on the stage, you can't say, no, I don't need a rehearsal. I'm just going to go and dance. That honorary degree of being empowered with a special talent, God-gifted talent, is God's grace. And this is punya. This is Agyata Sukriti, very special mercy coming. Some people, they are only existing on the mercy of the spiritual master. I always ask Shruti, I say, so when you give in class, he goes, oh, I don't know anything. I just, whatever mercy Prabhupada has given me, that much I have. I said, well, that's everything. Because it's not that simply by word jugglery or fancy combination of high-sounding words and philosophical gymnastics that we're going to explain what is the absolute truth. And then we're going to have the ability and the intelligence and the mind to capture, oh yes, now I understand what is God and how to realize Him. But the message is that the surrendering process is required. This tadviri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanas tatpadarshana. Because the Guru is Krishna from the heart, Paramatma, the Lord in the heart. In 15, Sarvasya chahang hari distana vishto mata smritu jnanam apohanang cha. Krishna says that I am in the heart of every living being. From me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So people want to forget because they want to think themselves to be the enjoyers of this world, the proprietors. Mother Yashoda was thinking, oh, I am the queen, Nanda Maharaj is the king, and all this paraphernalia is mine, these are my subjects. And she was trying to dismiss that thought that none of this exists. Actually, Bhoktarang Jagatapasang Sarvaloka Maheshwarang, Krishna is the supreme owner of everything, the supreme proprietor. Everything is meant for His enjoyment. He's temporarily manifesting this material universe. He's giving us the senses. When Krishna sees, we can see. When Krishna hears, we can hear. Actually, this Virat Rupa, this universal form of the Lord, that's also described in the creation when Lord Brahma was seeing how, after his tapasya and meeting the Supreme Lord, want to know, well, how do I create? What do I do? And the Lord Himself, you know, you want to see Him, the sun becomes like the eye of the Lord. When the Lord sees, we can see. If there's no electricity and no sunshine, we're in complete darkness. And what to speak of that, you know, you have an itch. So how does the mind tell the hand to go and take care of that responsibility? Just the mechanism. We don't know. If someone is paralyzed, he cannot move his hands, he cannot walk. There's nothing you can do. Sometimes people have stroke or they have some computer chip problem from the brain, short circuits. Then the ability to function so-called normally and utilize all the mind, the intelligence, and all the faculties which God's given us. Sometimes if someone is very strong, they think, oh, yes, I can, on my own strength, I can understand what is the truth. No one likes to be told, my religion is better than your religion. You know, my path or my understanding is better than your understanding. Or why should I follow anyone? People sometimes mock, oh, why you are surrendering to a guru. You become like a puppet, you know. You don't use your individuality, your independence. You're forced to act according to someone else's dictations. You become like a puppet. But this is the process. Process of surrender. But we need to surrender to the bona fide guru. Real guru is one who is speaking what Krishna has spoken, because Krishna is the original guru. Vedaischa sarvar aham eva vedya vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. Krishna compiled the Vedic literature. He revealed the process of becoming deathless, of stop the cycle of samsara, repeated birth and death in this world, by this study of Vedas under the bona fide spiritual master, the Guru. We want to follow Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, the Goswamis, and we have all that opportunity to follow all their realizations and loving exchanges of God realization that Srila Prabhupada has boiled down for us in the Krishna book, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion. These are all literatures which are meant to guide us and deal with day-to-day issues as well. It's not that the Bhagavatam is just, you're not the body, your spirit soul, you're not the body, your spirit soul. Yes, we have to hear that daily because we always forget, just like Mother Yashoda, she's praying beautifully and next moment, oh, Krishna's just my little son and I have to protect him. She forgets. So we forget daily that everything belongs to Krishna. My activities are meant for Krishna's pleasure. Human life is very, very rare. To take birth as a human being, although we may see so many so-called human beings, many are two-legged animals, dvipada pashu, because their behavior, their activity, is only for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. It sounds simplistic, but people, their whole life, they're driven for a career to make money, to have a family, to have, you know, good sex life, to also bring children who can, they can also have good sex life. I'll work hard my whole life so I can maintain my family, my children, my reputation, have many people appreciating all my accomplishments. And then the whole entanglement, this andakupam, this blind well, is we're creating our own nest, as they say, that we become captured by the illusion that I can enjoy in this world simply by creating a so-called family. But we're forgetting our spiritual family, our Krishna family, our eternal family. And the purpose of this human form of life is to awaken that desire to go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. There are different types of people who approach Krishna. Those who are in want of money, those who are in distress. We see many of us are in distress now. For a year and a half, 2 years of lockdown, pandemic, suffering, people are dying and misery and, you know, what to do with ourselves. You know, people are so frustrated. This is an opportunity to look into our heart because it's said that whenever these difficulties are coming, tatenu kampam susamik shamano, that this is all due to our karma. How many, you know, children were killed in the womb? Or how many animals were butchered because of our uneducated life of maybe not being vegetarians? Or when we're causing so much suffering to other living beings, there's a reaction to everything. Even our own mentality, our envy, our jealousy, our, you know, corrupt mentality of not feeling compassionate or loving and caring towards others. These are symptoms of Kali Yuga, of people who are living in ignorance, not really understanding the purpose and goal of life. So those who are in distress, those who are in need of money, those who are inquisitive, you know, they want to know something, okay, yeah, there is a lot of suffering and this human form, there must be a purpose behind this. And those who are very seriously searching out what is the truth in life, what is the goal of life, what is the purpose of life? And how can I achieve it? Although I have my duties, Krishna showed by his personal example that there are certain rules and regulations that need to be followed. Any law-abiding citizen has to follow rules and regulations. The light is red, you must stop. It's green, you can go. In America, keep to the right. In India, keep to the left. These are laws, rules and regulations. So God has his laws, and there are rules and regulations. And although we've been conditioned by wanting to exploit and enjoy this temporary, illusory material world, Krishna, it says no one can be here without some punya. So all of you, all of us have created some punya, or was created for us, some good fortune. Because people in general, the demoniac, atheistic class of people are not interested to hear about Krishna or God or life is temporary or what goes beyond death. What is there beyond death? Oh, nobody knows. Well, who is that Charvaka Muni? Beg, borrow, or steal, but get yourself some ghee. Of course, get the ghee and offer it to Krishna, then you can also be a positive recipient of nice prasad. So Prabhupada very intelligently, oh, you like to sing and dance? Take this Harinam. Harinam, Harinam, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Anasteva Gatiranyata. Yes, chant and dance enthusiastically. Prabhupada was, I think it was in Mexico, there was a loud kirtan. Prabhupada was resting in the servant's tent. Stop the kirtan. Prabhupada's resting. Prabhupada said, why they stopped? Oh, Prabhupada, we thought you wanted to rest. No, no, doesn't bother me, the kirtan. Okay, why you stop the kirtan? Start again the kirtan. Prabhupada doesn't mind. So this kirtan is something very special. The hearing of Krishna's name, consciously calling out Krishna's name, and invoking or inducing others to chant the holy name of the Lord. So this is the mood of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. They came to take care of Krishna, because Krishna and Balaram are reestablishing religious principles. They're going to be performing activities which are very attractive for all those who are serious seekers of the truth. So it's not that they're also performing the Sankirtan Yajna. And then the hearing, the whole philosophy based upon Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj's enthusiasm, although a very handsome, powerful young emperor, beautiful wife, children, followers, riches, wealth, everything was there for him. It's like, you know, okay, everything that people strived their whole lives for, he had. But in a moment's notice, he took shelter. The Ganges or Jamuna, they say both ways, but at the bank of the Ganges, and Krishna sent Shukadeva Goswami, and all the great acharyas, great personalities appeared there because they knew something special was going to happen. Vyasadeva, Narada Muni, all the great acharyas. And people say, well, how do you know? I mean, even believing in Christianity 2,000 years ago, some of the disciples wrote some books, and well, how do you know? It's all a matter of faith. So it's Krishna's saying, I'm the Supreme Lord, everything comes from me. Like pearls are strung on a thread. That I am the father of all living beings. I'm eternal, you're eternal. So Krishna's giving direct personal instructions. Shukadeva Goswami is answering all the intelligent questions of Parikshit Maharaj, because we're not as intelligent and our mind is distracted. We're slow in spiritual advancement. That Parikshit Maharaj has to ask all the proper questions. Arjuna has to ask the right questions. How do we know the symptoms of one who's advanced in spiritual life? How do we know who's a guru? How do we know who is the Supreme Lord? How do we know the process, best process to achieve that? Is the impersonal process better? Is the meditation better? Is direct service better? Devotional service? So Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesham matkatenantaratmana. Those who are surrendered to me, who always think of me, they're the best yogis. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us a formula of Harinam, chanting, hearing about Krishna, and chanting Krishna and Balaram and Srimati Radharani. We're calling out in a prayerful mood for their protection, for their blessing us with some service at their lotus feet. And after all that hard work of hearing and chant, there's nice prasad. That we're offering the Lord the best of everything. Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu said, not my fault, Radharani cooked it. That, you know, he wanted to, he always curious to know, how did you, was that sabji good? Was the chutney good? And this is the mood, mentality of a devotee, that he wants to do everything very nicely for Krishna. And by taking care of Krishna nicely, Krishna and Balaram, and trying to serve our spiritual master with enthusiasm and the Vaishnavas, it's not a solo act. You know, the gurus are unlimited. Spiritual master, devotees are unlimited. We don't know who's who. We may try to evaluate someone by his external appearance, his place of birth, and or our mundane interpretation of who this personality is, but there are everyone is an incredible personality because they're part of Krishna. Krishna's in everyone's heart. Krishna's loving and guiding everyone. So how we can disrespect others? We catch ourselves. That's a devotee. that he recognized that, oh, I've said wrongly, or I've chastised, or I was abrupt, inattentive, I wasn't listening. So a devotee develops all the good qualities that a demigod. Demigods have very good qualities because demigods, they're almost like God. They're always absorbed in God, Krishna, serving Krishna, and carrying out the orders of Krishna. So as we try to become devotees, Vaishnava, come to the brahminical platform of goodness, pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva, because everyone's driven by lust, ignorance, by passion, motive, you know, greed and envy, and even goodness, thinking themselves, I'm better than that person, you know, I'm a poet, I'm a scholar, want to hear my composition, you know, I made beautiful poetry. This is not exactly the topmost platform. This Vishuddha Sattva, pure, uncontaminated, it's just like when this crystal clear water, you can see to the bottom, very, there's no obstruction, there's no interference, it's crystal clear. So consciousness is like that, it's crystal clear. It's clear on our relationship with Krishna, what goes on in the spiritual world, not that you care when you're absorbed in playing with Krishna and singing and chanting his glories. And this is the idea of the Harinam, to Chaito Darpanam Arjanam, cleanse the heart by this process of bhakti, devotional service. And it is a science, and practice does make perfect. That, okay, we're hearing occasionally, but we should increase the hearing. Want to hear what Shukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj? You want to hear what Krishna is telling Arjuna? You want to hear the discussion between Maitreya and Vidura, Uddhava's there. So many great souls. Bhishma is speaking on his deathbed. Yamaraj, Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Shiva, the demigods. So all these prayers that we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, if we can increase, more often hear the prayers, more often hear how Krishna has lovingly performed his pastimes to attract us, then gradually the beastly nature, our very rough exterior, dissolves, and that transparency of consciousness. So we heard so much about Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu. Many of us became a little emotional because when a friend is one who gives Krishna, and Bhu was always eager to give Krishna to others, always asking, are you chanting your rounds? Are you hearing nicely? And then at the end, exhibiting his pastime of, don't preach to me, I don't want to hear it. You may think, well, Haridas Thakur says, no, I'm not even chanting my rounds, I can't eat, or the different great personalities like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, don't put my name anywhere, I don't want people to have bad, I am very fallen, I am lower than the worm and stool. So we know the Vaishnava is the topmost personality, but sometimes they exhibit some extraordinary humility. And to see it personally, and naturally, when our friend is one who gives Krishna in association with them, naturally one feels separation. But then philosophically, we also understand that Krishna takes care of all the devotees nicely. Srila Prabhupada made many, many arrangements for those devotees who served nicely. They went away. I know Sudama came back. I was in Los Angeles, I think 93, 94. Passed away, surrounded by devotees. Many times, all the time, Krishna's taking care of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada is looking after us by giving us this society plagued with all its problems. You know, we have our various problems with the so-called this leadership and that leadership. But everyone, if they endeavor and work on themselves, the world will become a better place, and maybe we'll get some better management in the future. But for now, we have Prabhupada's books, we have the holy name, we have beautiful deities, nice prasad, all the things that that people really want in life are available here in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So much more to say about that. I'm sure tomorrow we'll get more into the details of the mood of Mother Yashoda, how she's from a simple, she's saying, I'm just an innocent lady, but then she comes out with the most beautiful prayer to the Lord, and her contemplation and realization exhibits her devotional seniority. Not that she's just like a foolish lady. Even Mother Devahuti in front of her son Kapila was saying, oh, I have these attachments, I don't understand very deep philosophy. So you explain to me very simply how I can achieve self-realization. So that's what Prabhupada did. He explained very simply for all of us who don't have the capacity to undergo the rigor of real yoga life or aesthetic life, performing all the rules and regulations of the scriptural. Not that we break all the rules and regulations, but, you know, let's follow according to our capacity as much as possible as given to us by the authorized representative. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have a couple of minutes if anybody has a question, comment, corrections. Yes, Prabhu. Here, it's coming. Prabhuji's making the comment, because of the pandemic and all the troubles, we have not been able to perform our ordinary preaching activities, but now the social media, Facebook, you know, all the different tools, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it might be, that people are having also another opportunity to hear lectures, see the kirtan, get the darshans. So you're mentioning like that, yes? Yes, Krishna, he uses everything. Prabhupada said that microphone is a scientific event, you know, some technological, somebody put it together, but if we can utilize it to glorify Krishna, why not use it? Of course, there's danger at every step. It doesn't matter whether you're a yogi from the past or a present yogi, because of social media, either you can use it for, you know, glorifying Krishna and seeing the wonderful accomplishments of devotees, or you can use it for maya, you know, so much maya readily available at your fingertips. So both ways, it's a personal determination that really matters, that whether we really seriously want to advance in Krishna consciousness, or we just want to be part of a group and, you know, recognize, you know, Prabhupada and ISKCON is nice, but I also have my certain attachments. We all do. We're all trying to get rid of our own little attachments that we have and our own identifications, bodily identifications. Very difficult to get free of the bodily identification, even if we hear it daily. In a few minutes, when you go to take prasad, we'll probably forget. Any other question? Bhuvaneshwar, what? Oh, Bodhijan.
Sending one nice offering to Bhuvaneshwar.
Okay. Bodhijan Prabhu, he was here, in case you don't know, for quite some time in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And he's one of our scholars and very dear to the devotees here, especially Bhuvaneshwar. It's an offering from Bodhijan Prabhu from Australia. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was once asked whether some well-known philosophers were Krishna conscious. And his reply was, their sincerity was their Krishna consciousness. Thus, Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu, being fully sincere in his service to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Gauranitai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, and Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, was a fully Krishna conscious soul. He was unenvious, loved to cook and distribute prasadam, and he, having taken shelter of Krishna Katha, heard and chanted about Krishna continuously. I've never met anyone quite like Bhu, and my guess is that somehow or other an assistant cook was needed in Goloka Vrindavan. And seeing Bhu in the transit lounge, this fully sincere soul was called to fill the vacant spot. Krishna reciprocated with his sincerity and blessed him with Vrindavan Vas for many, many years, along with a glorious departure from Vrindavan. He was an extremely rare soul because of his full sincerity, and we pray that he be peacefully situated forever in the deep service in Braj as an assistant cook that he so much longed for. Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.